I think we're ready to start. Good morning, I am Jolene Wolfley, Chair of the Development Review Board. We will begin the November 3rd meeting of the Development Review Board. This is a remote or online meeting where all participants will be on video or audio conference. We're conducting this meeting remotely so that everyone can participate safely while we are under a public health emergency. Please keep your audio on mute and your video off when you are not involved in the case being heard. That helps us preserve our bandwidth. Please note that we are recording the audio of this meeting. Since it is audio only, it will be important that you give your name each time before you begin your remarks. We will use the chat capability of Zoom to let you know which agenda item we are on. Please watch for that feed. The chat will also let you ask questions of the moderator, which is Maggie Gould. We want to inform you that all chat conversations are part of the record and subject to the Inspection of Public Records Act. Please keep your chat comments relative to the meeting. And as we begin, I just wanted to mention that I think like a lot of you and your businesses, we here at the City of Albuquerque Planning Department are experiencing a lot of staffing shortages. So I just wanted to give a shout out to our staff. We haven't been canceling flights or DRB meetings. We've been trying to just buckle up and keep getting things done. But even when someone wants to go on vacation, it's kind of a hardship. We have people doing 1.5 to 2 jobs. And so as you work with us, I just ask for you to note that and please be patient with us as we're trying to do our best to fulfill all your needs here in the planning department. And we understand that you're probably experiencing something similar in your business. But I really want to thank the staff for how they keep producing the comments and the reviews of the very welcome thing that we have a lot of development going on in our city. So let's go to those DRB members and have them introduce themselves now.
Carter with the Water Authority.
Robert Webb from Code Enforcement.
Good morning. This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with the Parks and Recreation Department.
Ernest Army Health, Hydrology.
Jane Wolfenbarger with Transportation.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair. Our first order of business is to suspend the rules of the DRB to one, accommodate a virtual or remote meeting of the DRB through Zoom, and two, allow DRB members to provide some electronic signatures for approved plats and plans after the meeting rather than during the meeting. Is there a motion to suspend the rules for this purpose?
And Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, seconds.
Please vote.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I approve the motion.
Robert Webb, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenbarger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to suspend the rules to allow for this virtual meeting and electronic signatures after the meeting. Notes for our applicants, those DRB members who approve of your site plan, plat, or infrastructure list today will electronically sign those documents following the meeting. Electronic signatures will not happen during the meeting in order to expedite the agenda. So Mr. Jay Rodenbeck is one of our very essential staff members who's on a vacation, a well-earned vacation, and so he will not be here to manage the signing of documents through this week and then also next week. And so Ms. Gould is filling in, but what Jay does is pretty great. And so please be patient as we try to substitute in his place. So if you have signatures that you need over the next 10 days, please contact Ms. Maggie Gould. And she will work her best to get those through the DRB members, but you need to make sure you have all your utility signatures on any final PDFs that you send to us. And this will be the quickest path to get your signatures complete. Then all applicants will receive an emailed copy of the signed document. If you're approved with delegation, you will need to complete delegation items with the appropriate DRB members and then send the PDFs to Ms. Gould. Ms. Gomez is our hearing monitor. Ms. Gould, will you alert us to changes in the agenda?
Yes, item number seven, PR 2020-4138, application SD 2021-151 for preliminary plat. The agent has requested a deferral to November 17th.
Okay, is there a motion to defer item seven to November 17th?
Lane Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, seconds.
Please vote.
Lane Carter, Water Authority, I approve the motion.
Robert Webb, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote to defer item seven, PR 2020-4138, preliminary plat SD 2021-151 to November 17th. Ms. Gomez, did you hear about item number three?
I haven't heard anything else official from any other item this morning.
Okay, thank you. I did get an email this morning that the applicant for item three would like to defer to November 10th. Is there a motion?
Madam Chair, Ron Bohannon.
Yes.
Madam Chair.
Is that your item? Yes. Yes,
that's our item. And if we may, if we can stay on the agenda, we just need to get a clarification from Ernest on when the drainage review will be done. So then we may actually defer longer than next week if it's gonna be any longer than that.
Okay. All right, thank you for catching that. I'll take that one off the deferral list. And then, let's see, do we have any applicants who would like to defer this morning that have not indicated it previously?
Madam Chairman, my name is John Lewinger. And I have the last item on the agenda under Shinkansen in care of myself, and I'd like to be removed from the agenda, please.
Okay. Can you give me the project number or address? It's item number 20?
Yes, 850-something Central Avenue. It's a vacation of a parcel.
Okay, that actually is item number 19. Okay. So I'm glad I asked you about that. You're saying you want to remove it? You want to withdraw the application?
That is correct. The information I got from the Water Authority deemed the land unusable, in my opinion, and I have no interest in buying it.
Okay. Okay, that's interesting. So this is your choice. If you want to be able to talk through that comments and just make sure everything's clearly understood, you can stay on the agenda today and do that. But if you think you're totally clear that you want to withdraw, you're welcome to do that.
Totally clear. I'd like to withdraw, please.
Okay.
Thank you for your courtesy and all of your help.
Thank you.
Good day.
Okay. So that item is withdrawn. Mr. Lewinger, can you identify, well, I guess that's a sketch plat, so it's not as serious as if it were an actual application. So, okay, thank you. Appreciate that.
Thank you very much. Good day.
Let's see, do we have JAG Planning and Zoning present at this time? I see Ms. Garcia is entered in. Ms. Garcia, are you available?
I am, yes.
Okay. Did you have a deferral request this morning?
Well, we know this case will need to be deferred since the associated plat is going through the appeal process. So, we're on today's agenda and we just wanted to give an update on where we're at.
I think we can just go ahead and defer it. There wouldn't be a cost associated with that.
Okay. Okay, that's good.
It's kind of tricky to talk about a case that's on appeal. unless you just want to talk about the vacations, but I'm not sure those were problematic. But if they are, we can talk about it.
No, they were not. And so we were hoping to have that deferred to the December 15th hearing date.
Okay. Is there a motion to defer item 15, PR 2020-4595, vacations of public easement 2021-122, vacation of private easements 2021-123, and vacation of private easement 2021-124 to December 15th?
Lane Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, seconds.
Please vote.
Lane Carter, Water Authority, I approve.
Robert Webb, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armyhill, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote to defer item 15 to December 15th. Okay, thank you, Ms. Garcia.
Thank you.
Okay, now that we have the agenda set for today, I want to mention that if you are a member of the public and you are here to speak on any of the agenda items, we will call for your names when we get to that agenda item. And just keep watching in the chat for which agenda item we're on. And you will be asked to speak after the applicant has made the presentation. If there are any technical issues, I will end the meeting and DRB will resume at 1 p.m. using the same Zoom link and phone number. As we begin, I will read a statement regarding the purpose of the Development Review Board. The DRB was created in 1982 to offer efficient considerations of technical standards. The DRB streamlines the application process by bringing together key department staff responsible for the specialized review of projects in a forum where staff and applicant meet to discuss projects and the public can ask questions and share input for those decisions. In 2017, the IDO was adopted and increased the scope of site plans being reviewed by the DRB and thus increased due process requirements. The DRB staff members apply the standards and requirements in the Integrated Development Ordinance and the Development Process Manual. I would now like to introduce those hardworking staff and swear them in. Ms. Maggie Gould is our Development Services Manager. Ms. Gould, do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, Ms. Maggie Gould, yes, I do.
Shahab Biazar is the City Engineer. Do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
This is Shahab Biazar, I do.
Nicole Sanchez is Legal Counsel to the DRB.
Morning.
Good morning. Okay, we're now ready to start our agenda. And the first case up is item PR 2021-5492, site plan SI 2021-1694. We'll remove that three from the agenda. It's just 2021-1694. And this is for Ladera Enterprises, LLC at 2201 Vista Oriente Southeast. And Consensus Planning is the agent.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, Mr. Voss, let's go ahead and have you introduce yourself.
Yes, I'm Michael Voss with Consensus Planning. Address is 302 8th Street Northwest, Albuquerque, 87102.
Okay, Mr. Voss, do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
This is Michael Voss, I do.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Voss. Can you give us a brief overview of the site plan?
Yes, so this site plan was approved a few years back for an RV storage facility, consistent with changing sort of trends in travel and remote work. The applicant is requesting to convert some of the RV storage areas around the perimeter of the site to RV parking spaces with utility connections. So we're requesting approval of an amendment to accommodate those parking spaces. And we look forward to the comments. We understand that Hydrology has not had a chance to review the grading plan yet, and we expect probably to take a 1 week deferral for that to hopefully take place.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Voss. I just want to ask one question Is any of this built today on this site?
This is Michael Voss. The site is under development right now. So there are things that are being installed. I don't know that it's fully operational today.
Okay. All right. And then I think we wanted to clarify a little bit what would be going on in the office and is there any indoor storage on the project?
This is Michael Voss. The RV storage buildings are, I believe, indoor storage for those RVs. The office and amenities space is for tenants or, you know, the renters or the people parking their RVs on the site. There is not as far as I understand, there's not indoor storage as like a self-storage type of aspect to it.
Okay, but the RV storage buildings themselves are enclosed buildings?
That is correct. They are enclosed. On the south, you can see that one that's listed as a canopy. That's exterior covered storage. But the buildings are enclosed RV storage spaces.
Okay, thank you. That's very helpful. All right, let me go to the public. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item number one at 2201 Vista Oriente? Which I think is actually northwest, but not southeast. Okay. Let me look through our room. So if you will unmute yourself and say hello, you can raise your hand using the reactions button at the bottom of your screen where you see a little happy face. Or if you're on the phone, press *9. Okay, I am not seeing anyone. Let's go to DRB members for comments. Water Authority.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning. This is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. We don't have any real objections to this site plan as currently presented. We do have an availability statement 210124R that applies to the site and provides the conditions for service. There are routine service connections available. They're within our service area. PRORAT is not open. We don't need any infrastructure list items. The thing I would note on the utility plan, there's two items that we're not approving, so to speak, for this. They'll be decided at the later stage. One of those is the installation of a 2-inch meter when the setting for that is currently 1.5 inches. There's some things they can do in terms of differing on those incoming sizes. I don't know if a 1.5 to 2 inch is one of those. That'll be decided when you're tapping permit, when you're trying to get your new service meter installed, whether or not you need to go back to the main and replace it with a 2-inch line all the way to the meter. So that's something that's noted, not required to change at this time, but note that that may need to be constructed differently when you come in for your new service application, trying to get that meter set. The other thing is pretreatment. Your availability statement lists the number and email. I've repeated those in the case comments. You need to contact pretreatment and see if there's anything required for the RV. Basically the dump station use prior to it, you know, running into our system. So that's in the statement. It's one of the requirements before your basic tapping permits are final inspected and signed off on. We'll need something from them saying, yes, they're good to go, or no, they need something. And here's what that is. Here's it installed. So those are the two things I would note. If you have any questions for me, I'd be happy to answer.
Okay, any questions for Water Authority?
No. This is Michael Voss. I do not have any.
Okay, there you are. Lost you on my screen for a second. Okay, let's go to code enforcement.
For web code enforcement, had no objections to the project, just some reference points that you're probably aware of. Project must meet the guidelines and requirements of the Ladera Business Park, and of course we're silent. Must meet the guidelines and requirements of the NRC zone district. Reference IDOU specific standards 43D14 for RV park. IDO section 5.6, landscaping buffering screening, IDO section 5.2, site design sensitive lands, IDO section 5.8, site lighting, and IDO section 5.11, building design. And just let us know if you have any other questions.
This is Michael Vasta. Thank you for those comments, and we'll double check those references that you mentioned.
Thanks, sir.
This is Chair Wolfley. Mr. Voss, have you gone through the Ladera Business Park requirements and just kind of checked in? Because this is kind of an amendment to this site plan. So, but just checking that how this change with the RV park.
This is Michael Voss. I have not gone in detail. As you mentioned, this is an amendment, so it has been approved under the Ladera Business Park previously. And so we'll double check that in our 1 week deferral and provide some clarity to the board as to how we believe we're compliant with that.
Thank you. And just because I know Mr. Rodenbeck was working on Ladera Business Park previously, does that have a board approval?
The Ladera Business Park has an architectural control committee, which is goes through Jim Strozier in our office. We will confirm that there's that compliance happens.
Okay, that sounds like it's an arm reach away. Okay, thank you. I just wanted to check that because I know Jay was working on another project in that area, and I just recalled that. But let's go to Parks and Rec.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with the Parks and Recreation Department. We have no comments for this case.
Okay, thank you. Hydrology.
Mr. Mijo, Hydrology. Hydrology needs an approved revised grading and drainage plan prior to approval. As Mr. Voss mentioned, one has been turned in and is currently scheduled to be looked at next week. So we think the 1 week deferral will work.
Okay, perfect. That's actually really, really good news. okay, transportation.
Good morning, Jude Wolfenberger with transportation. I just had some minor comments on this. An adequate turnaround space shall be provided in front of the gate for the RV. As part of this application, it looks like there is some space for that behind the sidewalk. If the site dimensions are the same as they are on the original plan, if you could please just list the same dimensions from the building to the property line and between the various storage facilities to show that the turning movements will be adequate through the site, and also show required sidewalk fronting the property.
This is Michael Voss. We will add that clarification to the plan.
Thank you.
Planning Department.
This is Maggie Gould. So the comment about the landscaping along Vista Oriente, which looks like it was designed originally to provide a good screen, and the plants are appropriately low water. The chair has already gone over this with detailing how the changes comply with the master plan and the site plan for subdivision. And I think now that Mr. Voss has walked us through it, there aren't any changes to the buildings themselves. So the comment about facades does not apply. And the only other question was, would there be any new signage?
This is Michael Voss. I do not believe there's new signage. I will double check that though in this deferral and make sure that we're clear about that.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you everyone. And this is Chair Wolfley again. And I just wanna know, this is a really interesting project coming about based on a change in the IDO that was made by the City Council to allow this RV park. Where you can temporarily stay at this site. And it's just really interesting. And I think this is a good example of how this works well. And so we appreciate the application. And we'll look now at deferring you to November 10th. And I should just note, next week, Thursday is Veterans Day, but the DRB will not be taking any time off related to that holiday. So as you're looking at deferrals, we are here all through November except for Thanksgiving week, which is 11/24. So November 10th, Mr. Voss?
This is Michael Voss. That will work for us.
Okay. Is there a motion to defer item 1 to November 10th?
Lane Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Oh, Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, seconds.
Please vote.
Lane Carter, Water Authority, I approve the motion.
Robert Webb, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenbarger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to defer item 1, PR 2021-5492, site plan SI 2021-1694 to November 10th.